Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Okay, so James, I know today you wanted me to talk about some sort of old Marvel TV series or something.
Sure.
But I was just thinking, you have like quite a big audience here, and I just wanted to pitch my young adult fantasy series.
Okay.
To the listeners, maybe get some money folks involved.
This isn't really like the platform for this.
I know.
Oh, okay, good.
But I want to get rich quick. Because, you know, there's the Hunger Games and there's like Divergent and there's all those kind of things. Well, it's a series about this cruel, uncaring society, right? Like the peasants, they all work their fingers to the bone, right? Yeah. In service of this royal family who don't care about them at all, right?
Okay.
And also in the society, there's this weird ritual. When you become an adolescent, you're forced into it, right? Where it unlocks your sort of secret special power, and you don't know what it is, but if you get a cool power, like if you can shoot lasers out of your hands.
Butterfly wings, maybe.
If you can fly, that'd be incredible.
You've got a projector head, your face is like a literal projector.
Listen, how about this? How about we go, if you get a cool power, you get to live in luxury, you know, with the royal family and with the elites.
Yeah, cool.
But if you get a weird power, like the projector thing you had, or like you become some sort of, you know, horrible mutant through no fault of your own, well, they send you underground to work in the mines until you die.
Question.
Yes.
Is the thing you're mining for is the thing that also transforms you into a horrible monster or a special royal person?
James, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Because you could be the cause of your own destruction.
That means I get royalties for this because I had an idea.
Andy's going to edit this. Son of a... Okay, but here's the thing, right? But we're going to need one man, right? One special man.
Okay.
But he's special because he didn't get any powers, right?
That is special.
But...
That's like me.
He doesn't get...
I'm not special.
Yeah. But he doesn't get sent down to the mines because he is the brother of the king.
Yeah, right.
And so he eventually realizes that... you know, that the society he lives in is like cruel and unjust and it's working out really badly for people. So he goes to his family and he says, we should use our powers and our resources to go to a nearby land where we can all live free and we don't have to toil anymore. But his family are like, no, we like it the way things are. We think it's cool exactly the way it is. So what he does is he gets a bunch of like of the peasants together and he forms a rebellion, right?
Okay, okay.
And then they're going to raise weapons up against the royal family. And
they're
going to take the society back for the people. Anyway, Jums, I think he's going to be a really great villain. What do you reckon about that?
What a story.
Right?
What an idea.
Well, see, because I was thinking...
I want it on IMAX.
Because you know how like in the movie Black Panther...
Sure.
The villain Killmonger, he's so compelling because you listen to what he says, you think to yourself, is he right?
Mm.
So I was thinking the way to make an even more compelling villain is to have him be completely right, like absolutely right, and just say the right things and do what he can to make things better for you know, just the normal, regular people. Because you'd be watching the show and you'd be like, why have they made him a villain? This is very compelling.
I think they made him a villain because he was a villain in Game of Thrones. So they went... That'll just translate,
James,
right?
James, what are you talking about? I'm talking about my hypothetical fantasy series.
Oh, Mason, I hate to break it to you, but they made this show and it was really terrible.
What was it called?
It was called Inhumans.
Oh, yeah, we watched that together. Oh, that's where I got my idea.
Caravan of Garbage is back, baby. Saw it in the thumbnail in the description.
Woo!
We're back for the new year.
That was parody or satire. I don't know. It was one of those. But, yeah, we watched the weirdest premise of this show is that...
Yeah.
The villain is trying to do the right thing. But here's the difference.
What's the difference?
The royal family are the good guys.
Yeah.
Because they've got all the cool powers, as I mentioned, and they're sexy.
They're pretty sexy, aren't they? Right?
And the others are a bunch of uggos. Like, imagine being the hero of a bunch of uggos. Projector eyes, weird hands.
With crab claw hands.
Right? Yuck.
A guy that can see the future, but fuck you, get in the mine, you dumb bitch.
Where are your wings, you bitch? What's your wingless bitch?
What's better? Butterfly wings or seeing the future? If one of those two had to go in the mine.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right?
Do you reckon they keep the projector head guy in a cupboard?
Yes.
Like an actual projector?
100%, yes. So anyway, if you haven't seen this, this is a TV series that initially debuted in IMAX cinemas, the first two episodes.
Shockingly.
We saw them both.
Yeah.
And then we didn't watch the rest of the series.
No.
And then it was cancelled. But we revisited the first two episodes because we're like, is it as bad as we remember? Yeah.
It might be worse.
Yeah, it might be worse. Hasn't aged well.
Just seeing this as well on a regular TV... This is not equipped for IMAX in any way. And I know the people behind IMAX running it were like, this is kind of insulting that you gave us this.
Well, because like very early on in the first episode, there is an attempt to do like IMAX quality camera work. Like you see somebody run through the forest and all the raindrops are dripping down and it's in kind of slow-mo. But then there's like a really terrible CGI waterfall that's very obviously been like drawn in post.
The guy with a big green head.
Big green head guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it just falls into like regular TV stuff after about 5 minutes.
Well, do you know though, I'll leave it like, you're supposed to, it's important. The road to this becoming a TV show or an IMAX exclusive
yeah.
Whatever, however it started. It was an interesting one because they were kind of strong-armed into making this a movie.
Yeah,
It was announced. It's the only Marvel movie that was, you know, lined up in the slate that they didn't make.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about how other companies like, you know, your DCs and your Valiants, they're always announcing these new properties and then they kind of, people get fired, they fall by the wayside. It's the same with like Star Wars, you know what I mean? They're constantly firing.
Yeah, but Marvel's been very consistent about it, except for this one thing where they're like...
exactly. Oof. So it was supposed to be the 11th movie. It was an Ike Perlmutter idea. Mm. By the way, if you don't know what Ike Perlmutter looks like, he's that very sinister image of him standing with Trump. Look, I say sinister because there's really no other way you could describe this. You've seen this image,
oh, I've
right?
I've seen it, yeah.
It's very sinister.
Very.
Not to get political.
Yeah.
Maybe there was ominous music over that picture. That's not up to me. That's the picture doing that.
Right? Ben that's in your head from looking at
that's
it.
That's right. Ben the editor didn't do that. That was just in there. Very sinister.
Mm. And not to get political, but this show is all about, like, stay in your lane.
Stay in your
lane. If you're poor, if you don't rise above your station. don't do it.
What
rich
are you
people
even...
are your betters.
Exactly. Yeah, the idea was that they were going to minimize the X-Men and the Fantastic Four in merch, in TV shows, in video games, because they didn't own the cinematic rights to those at the time.
So they were going to sink them.
That's right. So they were going to big up the Inhumans. They were going to become the new, you know, extreme cool powers fighting force.
The new mutants.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And, you know, they got a big push on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm. Much better than this, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And so it was rumored, though, that Kevin Feige stepped around Ike Perlmutter to be like, this guy's controlling budgets. He's pushing this weird movie that I don't want to make. He was also the one who said that, you know, he didn't think Black Panther would make any money or Captain Marvel, these things wouldn't sell. Mm-hmm. And also to recast Rhodey because nobody would notice. Like, that's the kind of guy that we're dealing with.
Real cool dude.
So it eventually got, you know, pushed to television. He still got to make
and
it.
And IMAX.
And I'm sorry. Sorry. It's a real Avengers Infinity War situation, isn't it?
And then since then, it's been pushed to Disney Plus in like a weird side cabinet. We had to, I don't know, in order to access it, we needed the two-key system unlock it. And we're the first two people who've watched it, I think.
Kudos to Disney Plus, though.
There's that real Get Smart corridor of additional doors before you can get to it.
Just a bunch of parental locks, but it's not parental locks. It's just like, are you sure?
Yeah, there's
what
a
are you doing? You can turn around.
Mickey Mouse is in the last one. He's like, are you sure? Guys. He puts his big glove out.
Don't do this. Please, I'm begging you. Though, to be fair, like, kudos to Disney. It's kind of amazing that it's on here.
Yeah, they could have got rid of it.
It's so bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've only watched the first two episodes.
That's
maybe
true.
It takes a jump.
The other thing.
Off a waterfall.
But to be fair, they didn't put any effort into it. For one, it's kind of difficult to find. And also, there's no recap at the start of each episode. It's just
that's
like,
true.
Doesn't matter. Just finish it. Just get through it, all right? Yeah.
Anyway, the Inhumans. They're a genetic offshoot of humanity.
Yep.
They moved to the moon back in the day.
What a spectacular location. I hope they've got a whole lot of amazing moon-esque technology they can show for us.
Apartments?
Yep.
Nice apartments.
Regular hair clippers.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Oh, yep, you're right.
Actually, I've made a list of things that they have on the moon to make it really spectacular.
Do you think they send a guy down to get him, like, to
they
Earth?
They must.
Because they have the technology. They can either use a shuttle or a teleporting dog.
So they've got regular apartments, wrist communicators, which turn into telephones.
Cool.
Pillows, potted plants, headphones, guns. I saw a fork at one point.
Okay. you're expecting some sort of weird moon fork.
Remember that episode of Red Dwarf where they sit with that guy at the table, Legion, is it?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got those magic wavy super forks.
Good point. They should have super forks, shouldn't they? Yeah. Lunar forks.
That's right. Mm. There's haircuts such as like spraying a black line into your blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's terrible resource management because I'd imagine there's not a lot of water on the moon and they've just got a pond. There's just a pond there.
That's a good point. Well, the rich people have a pond. The poor people don't have a pond.
They're in a ditch.
They
wash in a ditch.
That's right. With ditch dirt.
That's right.
Not even water.
So I just also want to touch on the amazing display of unique powers and how people get allocated. Because even though it is a society where the amazing people are supposed to go into the amazing royal group, it obviously doesn't work that way. There's a guy who's got like cow hooves, and I guess he's sort of strong. He's the dumbest man.
He's very good looking.
Yeah, okay, so that's part of it too.
I think so too.
Yeah, you might be right.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, why is Hoofman, who's got super strength, better than the guy with crab claw lizard hands who's good at digging? Like, it's the good looking thing, isn't it?
It's the good looking thing, and also, as you mentioned, he can't hold a fork.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How's he gonna be at a posh dinner at a little dinner party with the royals, trying to hold a canapé with his crab claws? Ridiculous.
Exactly. I also think, like, it's not terribly cast, but I don't think there's some very good performances or even, like, expression of what the characters are supposed to be. Because, like you mentioned, the good guys are very unlikable. And I know, like, the bad guy is also, like, there's one scene where it's like, he's a creep. Because, you know, he's making a move.
But other people in this are a creep as well. The Karnak is, like, hitting on a servant and then saying he's going to murder her.
Yeah,
he's like, and he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
allegedly
a good guy. Exactly. Okay, I wanted to ask you about him specifically because he's got one of the very unique and interesting powers where he's got the Nicolas Cage Next powers. Have you ever seen the movie Next?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
He can kind of project into the future where he's in, say, a fight scenario, and then he can, like, oh, okay, so that guy's going to shoot there, so I'll grab this guy. Oh, no, I got shot. That didn't work. I'll reverse that, and now I'll do it this way.
Yeah, he can sort of calculate fight probabilities, yeah.
But what happens to that guy?
He bumps his head.
So a guy who should never lose his footing because he can always see the future.
He slips and he bumps his head. That's right, yeah.
And then his powers don't work anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, there's one location on the earth that he can't see the future in, and it's like a foot-wide patch of dirt. Just didn't see it coming, you know?
So, yeah, a few of the New Mutants are sent down to Earth to find...
Do you mean Inhumans?
What? Shut up, Mason. Does it matter?
No.
Yeah, a few of them get sent to Earth on various missions or there to escape. And one of them are the Cowhoof Man. Mm-hmm. They're like, if there's one person who can find the guy with the green head, Triton, it's this guy. He's one of the best. And the first thing he does is he walks into the ocean and nearly drowns.
Because he doesn't know what water is?
I mean, they've got that pond.
They've got the pond.
But it's only hoof high, so...
Yeah, right, right, right.
But, like, if I saw, like, a big rolling, like... massive liquid, and I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
I probably would walk into it.
Well, it's interesting that the Inhumans that end up on Earth, despite the fact that they've been surveilling Earth for, it seems like, hundreds or thousands of years, they don't know anything about what happens on Earth or any of the customs of Earth. At one point, Black Bolt, the leader of the Inhumans, walks into a... he wants to go undercover.
He's the dumbest person in this, by the way.
And it's partly because he can't talk and partly because of his, like...
No, I think he's just dumb.
He seems very dumb, but he goes into a... Because he wants to go undercover, so he's smart enough to know that his Inhumans royal garb is a little bit out of place. So he just walks into a clothing store, and he puts on a suit, and then he just walks out without paying for it.
Well, he's a royal, but also, like, you don't understand currency. Mm. Like, you don't have currency where you're from.
You've just got working in the mines. Yeah.
But the other thing is, he walks out... And then immediately gets, you know, captured by the police because he stole a suit. Yeah, his initial idea was, I'm going deep undercover. Uh-huh. I'm going to wear a sexy, cool Earth suit. Not this. I guess it's like an X-Men costume, isn't it? It's like a Bryan Singer X-Men costume. But he's an absolute...
Still think I'm a Bryan Singer era X-Men cosplayer. Can't have that. Yuck.
The thing is as well, that guy shouldn't be king. For one, he killed his parents. I know it was
in
an accident.
Hilarious scene.
Yeah, it is hilarious. Maybe that's why they let him, like, stay. That was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
You can be king. You're pretty funny. You're a pretty funny guy. So everyone's telling him...
Wait, is that part of... Maybe we learn later on in the series. Like, is this a critique of the royals? Because he's the king despite the fact he's dumb as a box of rocks. But not as ugly.
But not as ugly.
So he gets to be the king.
They probably run out of budget at the end and they just go, yeah, this was about the actual royal family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you picked up on that, but we didn't paint them in a good light on purpose.
Yeah,
also, we ran out of budget. That's why it's me, the normally mute guy, just telling you the moral of this story. Right. But, like, he doesn't understand
shock. The big dog was Prince Charles or something.
I don't know. Or, like, all the corgis, like, lashed together or something or whatever. That is one good thing I can say about this show, just quickly. Mm-hmm. The big dog for a television big dog, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. There's a funny intro to the character where you're like, Crystal is like, hey, come here, Lockjaw, the dog. And you think it's going to be a little dog, but then it's a really big dog.
That's right.
Funny. Apparently,
very funny.
Very funny.
Funny like a man splattering his parents across the wall at them. Why? Remember that?
Yeah,
it's good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dog looks pretty good, though, apparently, and I can't confirm this, but for budgetary reasons, it really, like, drops off in later episodes.
Well,
you're not seeing it that much. But yeah, he doesn't understand shops. He doesn't understand photos, despite him having all sorts of, like, technology on the moon where...
Projectorized,
all that, and they've got, like, regular screens and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't understand standing in traffic, so, like, he doesn't understand, like, big moving vehicles. Medusa...
And again, you said, like, oh, maybe he's part of the royal family. Yeah, but he knows that they don't know who he is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He knows that the people of Hawaii don't know he's the king.
Yeah.
So, of course they're going to run him over.
And the other thing is...
Because he's a goose.
But it's strange because Medusa, his wife, she knows about cars and traffic and she knows what a bus is and she's like, where does this bus go or whatever? Take me back to wherever. Also, one of the things they made a point of, and to be fair, like, I like Anson Mount. I think he's really good in Discovery.
That's right.
I think he's...
I'm glad he got another chance.
Me
after
too,
this.
Because quite frankly, no good. But it's been mentioned that one of the ideas was that he would have there would be a voiceover. So you'd hear his thoughts. And they went, you know what, we want to be inclusive. So we're going to make this sign language. So for more inclusive, you know, for our deaf viewers. But the thing is, as we discovered before the show, what's the twist on that?
It's not a real sign language. They made it up.
If they're speaking regular Earth English... It can just be one of the many variations on sign language.
Yeah.
If that's what you're aiming for, maybe don't just do lazy, like, hand tapping. Like, because it's nothing. Like, there's no indication from what he's doing. You can't tell what he's saying unless someone's like, oh, he's saying this.
Mm.
Shut up. I mean, shut your hands up. Well, also, if we're talking funny scenes, another one of the hilarious scenes is when Medusa gets her head shaved and she's like, oh, my hair.
My terrible wig. In retrospect, one of the worst wigs.
I mean, they CGI some of it sometimes. Mm. But also, like, their powers don't really reflect what they have in the comics because Black Bolt's got other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Something to do with that tuning fork on his head.
Yeah.
Medusa can, like...
He's got perfect pitch. But if only he was allowed to sing, but he's not allowed to.
And he owns all the pitch-perfect movies.
That's exactly right.
Thank you very much.
He was born with them.
But, like, her hair's, like, it's indestructible. Mm. And it can stretch, like, a very long distance and do all sorts of different tactile things. But here it's, like, she can choke you if she's in, like... hair distance.
Sure, yeah.
Which, if that's the case, maybe grow your hair a little bit longer. Maybe grow your hair a little bit longer.
Split ends, though. Maybe she's got a problem.
Maybe that is the problem. But look, the thing is about this show, if you love people aimlessly wandering around Hawaii, this might be right up your alley, yeah. I guess.
If you've ever watched the TV series Hawaii 5-0 and you're like, man, they really get a lot done solving all these crimes and such. I wish they didn't do anything like that. I wish their lives were meaningless, ultimately.
Here's the thing, though. We're at a bit of a crossroads. We're at a dilemma, right? Mm-hmm. We're approaching like a golden age of television for Marvel. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? They've got new shows ramping up all the time.
That's right.
This is like...
on Disney Plus, not behind glass.
This, though...
Well, no, behind glass, but valuable glass.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not break glass in an emergency glass.
Exactly. The thing is, I'm conflicted because should we finish this in another episode?
Right.
Should we come back?
Should we watch the remaining six big old episodes?
Yeah, so we're going to leave that up to you guys to decide. Do you want us to come back and finish this next week or even another week? We will, but we're not happy about it if we do. Uh-huh. And it'll probably be just one episode where we smoosh them all in. Yeah. But I guess I do want to know, how did Black Bolt escape the prison? I'm guessing he spoke and blasted the wall out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because he can do that.
He very easily.
He flips a car at one point. Yeah. He mashes his parents.
Does he get bonked on the head?
I think he does get bonked on the head.
Wow. Maybe he gets a second bonk on the head and that restores everything. Second bonk.
They should do that to Triton. No, yeah. Not Triton. Tattoo face man who said he's going to kill that servant.
Yep.
Whatever his name is.
That's right.
Great.
Karnak.
Thanks. Let's make sure we take note of that for next week if we come back. Anyways, just interestingly, Jeff Loeb, who was a big creative driving force behind this, mm-hmm. he dreamed of a world where Daisy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would cross over with Black Bolt and say something like,
right.
You aren't the king of me. And we never got that, tragically.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we do in these next episodes. We don't.
Oh.
But can you imagine a world where that happens?
Yep.
Oh, me too, actually.
Two actors in a room, having one of them says one line. I can imagine that, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I've seen TV before.
Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. And guess what? If you want to get these episodes early, you can sign up to bigsandwich.co. They go up there early every week, along with a bunch of bonus stuff we do, including movie commentaries, a comic book club.
We make fun of clickbait.
We absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
And also our time capsule, where we pick a year in pop culture and just dissect it and go like, is this a good year? Sometimes it is.
Mostly so far it's been all right.
That's right, exactly.
I mean, you know, sometimes we stretch the definition of all right.
Yeah.
We're having fun with it.
But that's all right too.
That's right.
Yeah.
We name some things in popular culture. We name them.
We
say them and then you go, oh yeah, I sort of remember that. That is fun.
That is fun. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday. And our first episode of the year is up as of right now.
Oh, congratulations to us.
Congratulations to us.
We're on the ball.
We've done it again.
Yep, that's right.
See you guys next week.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Don't make us do this, though. You can pick a different thing.
I'm kind of intrigued.
You're just like the viewers. Make me watch terrible things, Mason.
Do you think the dog's going to, like, run around in Hawaii?
I think it's going to disappear because the dog, remember? The budget.
Oh, yeah. What if the dog does a surf?
That would be pretty rad.
Pretty rad, right?
Surf's up, dog, someone will say.
Well, yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Bad show. Shouldn't have made it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.